Hello, and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So today I thought I'd tell you a bit about my journey building my own business and how it's changed, because what I really realized lately is what worked then and what was good for my business back in the day is not working now. And it means I've got to change how I do things. And it feels really weird, because when you change how you put yourself out there drastically, it feels very wrong. But to keep moving forward, to keep growing, sometimes you have to make these decisions and really dig into your data, your numbers, to decide what's the best way forward. I've been playing with this for a while. This has been going through my head for quite a while. Out of the last 6 months, I've given things another good shot. But I've now come to the realization that what I have been doing all these years is no longer working. And that's a variety of things. It's I've changed, and the way the platforms work have changed. So I'm talking about Facebook, but the same is true of most social media. So back when I started my crochet business, back in 2015, a long time ago now, I built my crochet business on Facebook. I had an Etsy shop, but I primarily grew my sales through Facebook. And when I first started, I was selling what I made, and the sales grew nice and steadily. And I did it all on Facebook. Yes, I was sending people to my Etsy shop to actually buy, but the vast majority of my sales came through Facebook. When I then transitioned to being a crochet pattern writer, again, I built that on Facebook. My very first crochet along, I ended up getting over 5,000 people into a Facebook group for it. It was all done through Facebook. I advertised it through Facebook. I went into groups. I had it on my page. The whole success of that project was through Facebook. But over the years, things have changed. Facebook has changed massively. What worked then does not work now. And I've changed as well. I'm not a naturally extroverted person. I'm quite introverted, and if anything, I've got worse so. The way the algorithms on most social media sites work now is that you have to go and be social, and genuinely social. You cannot get around it like you used to. So back in the day, I was joining comment circles. So it's where you would join a message post, and you'll go and comment on everyone else's business page. And so you boosted each other's business. These days, the algorithm knows what you're doing. And if you do that, you will get punished for it. You may get a temporary boost, but if you keep doing it over and over and over, day in, day out, you're going to get penalized for it, because Facebook knows exactly what you're doing. The algorithm is that good these days. So that's out. You can no longer really go and share in groups. Groups have gotten a lot tighter when it comes to letting businesses advertise. So now you've got to do it very subtly. Back in the day, you could go share stuff and it wasn't a problem. These days, you can't. You get more penalized for putting links in your posts. Yes, you can hide them in your comments, but again, Facebook also knows they're there. So although you don't get penalized as badly for putting it in the comments, you still do. And of course, now video is king. Video didn't really exist when I first started my crochet business. Now it's absolutely massive. And I've never got into making the form of video that works well on social media. I do better with the type that you put on YouTube, traditional YouTube videos. And it doesn't work the same way on social media. So what worked then does not work now. And I've had a massive battle with social media over the last couple of years. And when it came to growing Crochet Business School, I went with what I knew, Facebook. I started Crochet Business School on Facebook. It has its own website, but I was mostly focusing on Facebook because that's what I knew and that's what I was basically repeating what I did with my pattern business. It doesn't work anymore. And I have been struggling to get the engagement, get the page growing. I started a group, I closed it, I started Crochet Pattern School group. I will leave that open for now. But the page is not growing. And actually, over the last week, I've been diving into my analytics and looking where all my traffic is coming from. And virtually none of it is coming from Facebook at all. And yet, I'm spending a significant amount of my time producing content for Facebook. And so, after diving into the numbers and really having a big tug of this, the decision I've made is that I'm no longer going to be present on Facebook. So I'm not going to shut everything down. I'll be leaving the Facebook page up, but I'll be putting up a pinned post and letting people know where they can actually find me. So I'm going to be leaving up my podcast. My blog is still there. My newsletter is still there. And my primary way of promoting Crochet Business School is going to be through Pinterest. So I've been using Pinterest for years alongside Facebook, but looking into the numbers, it's driving far more people to my website, to the podcast, than I actually thought it was. And that's where I'm going to spend my time instead. Pinterest works better for me. As someone who's more introverted, I don't have to go and interact with other accounts in order to get my pin seen. Pinterest works through search engines, purely through the search engine. So if people type in a question or, you know, what they're looking for, then Pinterest uses those keywords to match the search term with the pins. And that works brilliantly for me. Pinterest does take time and it does take work to get it going. But because it works purely on search engine matching up with pins with search terms, it works far best for me. So that's where I'm going to be. So I've been building my Pinterest up over the past year. That is now paying off. But in the last 6 months, although I've been trying to get my Facebook going again and posting more, because I'm really not the type that wants to go interact with other accounts, because I'm just not that way inclined. It's not that I don't want to, it's just, it's so much effort. Because I'm not into small talk, I find it difficult to connect with strangers. It just doesn't work for my personality type. I am not saying that Facebook can't work for anyone. It absolutely can. I still believe that social media in general can be a fantastic tool for growing a crochet business. But you've got to be the type that's inclined to spend time on the platform, not only on your own page, but going and interacting with other people as well. Because that's what the algorithm wants. That's how social media works. They want you to be social. And I'm just not social, so it doesn't work for me. But if you are that way inclined and you love going and chatting with new people and finding other businesses to talk to, finding other people to connect with, then social media is a fantastic tool. It's just not working for me anymore. And I always did have to take these kind of shortcuts and ways around the algorithm to make it work for me in the first place. So now that the algorithm has, you know, got to the point where it can really tell that people are using these little tricks, they don't work anymore and it works against you. So Facebook is no longer the place for me. but it can absolutely still do wonders for you if you are willing to work with it. Anyone who says that you can hack the algorithm or they found ways around it, it's not a thing. You cannot work around it. If you want Facebook or Instagram or whichever social media platform to work for you, you have to play its game. You have to play by its rules. If you play by the rules and do what it wants, it rewards you. If you don't, it doesn't. And yeah, I'm not willing to play by its game anymore. It's just not me. It's not suited to me and my personality type. So I'm done. But if you are following me on Facebook, then the best way to still hear about when the podcast is released and get tips for growing your crochet business is to sign up to my newsletter. I will still be sending that out weekly. More if there's something that comes up, but usually I only send it weekly. And you can go to the link beneath the podcast, or you can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe and you can sign up to the newsletter there. So that will go out every week. The podcast will still be going out every week. And my blog is there if you're looking for a specific topic. I'm not going anywhere. I am absolutely still here. I'm just changing the way I work. Because when you are doing this business thing by yourself, you've only got so many hours in the day and you need to spend it on things that are really going to give you a return on your time, that are going to work for you and are really worth it. And I've got to the point where I've had to just go, Facebook is no longer worth it. As much as I want it to be, because it's where I grew my business in the first place 10 years ago, it's how I got started and how I, you know, grew my sales and then grew my pattern business. I do have a soft spot for Facebook. But both the way it has grown and the way I have grown is that we're no longer compatible and it's time to walk away. I am going to keep my pattern business Facebook sort of open. I will be posting a little bit on the page, but it's going to be sort of recurring stock posts. And the reason for that is because I still host crochet alongs. And I need a community space to run those. So my group is going to be where I run those. And that group on Facebook is going to be absolutely stay there. But I'm going to be far less focused on it. And it is going to be kind of like stock content rather than coming up with something new. But again, for my pattern business, I have my blog. I have my Etsy and Ravelry shops, which use SEO to bring people in. I have Pinterest for that as well. And actually for that business, Pinterest is far more responsible for bringing in traffic than Facebook these days. So I know what I have to do. It's not always easy to follow through these decisions, and I've no doubt I'll be questioning it for a while to come. But after trying to make Facebook work for me one more time, it's not happened. Pinterest is my platform now. And after building up for the past year or so, it's paying off. I can see it in the numbers. I can see it in my analytics. So if you are struggling to know where you should be, you do have to give things a try. It can take up to 6 months to really see if it's going to be working or not. And you have to spend that 6 months really concentrating on it. But if it's not working for you, there is nothing wrong with walking away. There is nothing wrong with changing how you promote your business. And that's part of business. Really, the whole business thing is a giant experiment. You experiment with what works. You experiment with different platforms, different way of communicating. And it is a business decision what you walk away from. It's really easy to look at the way other businesses work and go, I should be doing what they're doing. But actually, what people do depends on what they enjoy, what their personality type is, and what they can keep up with. Not everything is going to work for everyone. Yes, there are fantastically successful crochet businesses on Facebook. There always will be. It's just not my platform anymore. There are fantastically successful businesses on Instagram, There always will be. But Instagram never was my platform and it's never going to be. The same thing on Twitter. The same thing on LinkedIn. The same thing on YouTube. The same thing on Pinterest. Not every platform suits every person. But you will find successful businesses in your niche on each of those platforms. You can make any platform work for you. What you can't do is force yourself to enjoy being on it and having the mental energy to work by its rules. You have to find the right place for you that works for you and that you can fit in with. And if that platform changes over time, then so be it. I'm not ditching Facebook with no other plan in place. I am ditching it with a fully formed plan and functioning audience on a different platform. So the two have overlapped for a while. So I'm now ready to make that jump. So on my page, I will be making a pinned post to show where else I can be found. So page stays open. You can still find me. But if you have been following me on Facebook and want to keep getting regular content from me, then one, this podcast is still here, and two, my newsletter. Both will go out every single week. So thank you for listening. And I very much hope we will keep in contact through other platforms. But this is a decision I've had to make both for myself and my business. And although it's scary, it's necessary. And if you find yourself in the same place, then use your numbers, go through the analytics, see what's actually working for you. And it may surprise you that what you thought was important is actually not as big of a deal as you thought it was. So I shall see you next time in the next podcast. Bye for now.